I am Jeff. This is Shut Up and Listen.
Yes, it is.
Who are you?
I am Brandon Sands Headphones once again, so this whole thing's going to be awkward for me, so oh well.
Won't be the first time you've been in an awkward situation.
It's very true. It is very true. I am usually the king of awkward situations.
What are you drinking on tonight?
Actually, I'm going super healthy. I need to open this. It's a spicy hot V8, which I've been I don't know why I've been craving V8 lately, especially the spicy hot. It's so good and weird, I know, but whatever.
Fair enough.
There's not even any vodka in it. Although, one of my co-instructors for my motorcycle class did bring me, I don't remember if I mentioned it before, a pint of vodka that's been infused in habanero peppers. So, that's awesome. I need to make some Bloody Marys, but I just haven't sat down long enough to do that.
I don't have much tonight. I have a few open letters I can do. Let me mention them.
Okay.
Dudes at Cock Block.
Okay, yeah.
Dumbass people.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of, man, that's a broad spectrum there.
Some things that have made me lose faith in humanity.
Okay, yeah, I kind of like that.
Gun people, which I don't know, have I done this one?
I can't remember. I think maybe you brought it up last time, but we didn't do it.
And midget.
Just any of them, or one in particular?
One in particular.
Okay, yeah, I kind of like that. I always like those.
And I forgot to mention, this is episode 40.
Yeah. That, who's counting? I'm not even counting. I didn't even know what it was.
I had to look on my phone.
It's true. Yeah. So I don't know if we're going to get any hate mail saying, man, no, it's 41, you dummies. They sound just like that. So whoever says that.
Yeah.
You said, okay, so you've got some open letters and you have what else?
Some things that have made me lose faith in humanity. And that's really
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought that was part of your open letters. So
no.
Gotcha.
Like, I don't have any grind my gears. I don't have.
That's first. I've got a couple topics. First, I guess I can go ahead and address one. You know, I try to be friends with a lot of people, no matter your color, religion, background, this and that. If you have a Yeti cooler sticker on the back of your car, or you wear a Yeti cooler hat around, it's gonna be rough for us, buddy. It's gonna be tough being friends with you, because are you bragging about what kind of cooler you have? I mean, should I go buy a Maytag refrigerator hat or sticker and put it on the back of my truck and be like, yeah, I got a Maytag refrigerator? Because it seems like you're trying to brag about your cooler or something. And in reality, I don't know who cares. Actually, I do know who cares. The other guys with Yeti stickers on the back of their cars. That's about it.
You might as well just put douchebag on it.
Yeah. Oh, you paid $350 for a cooler? Awesome. Good for you.
They are amazing, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I got, who was it the other day was like, I want to get one of those Yeti koozies. They can keep your beer cold for like 5 hours. I'm like, does it take you 5 hours to drink your beer? No, probably shouldn't spend $40 on one then. We've gone camping and I have a, whatever it is, a Coleman or Igloo. We've gone camping for what, 3 days, 4 days, and it's always been fine. And it cost about $75. So, I mean, it's cool if you have one. That's awesome. Do you really have to wear a hat? It's like, great, you have one. Fine. Fantastic. Good for you.
Okay, I've got a question for you. I've always wondered this. You are the perfect person to answer this.
I hope so.
Okay, why is it when motorcycle guys pass each other, do they do the...
It's just kind of a thing. It's like, what do we... I don't even know if there's a name for it, the biker wave or something, but it's just acknowledging, you know? I hate to say fraternity because it's plenty of women riders, but it's just kind of a unspoken, like, oh, you're on a motorcycle, we're brothers type thing, you know? I don't know. It's just kind of a thing.
But you on a Harley wouldn't do that to a guy on a crotch rocket, right?
Oh, yeah, I would, definitely. Two wheels.
So it's not an unwritten
rule. No. Okay. Oh, it
has to be Harleys or...
No, oh, no, it's just two wheels. We're out here, we got to look out for each other because no one else is looking out for us type thing.
So if I rode a bicycle and was riding a wheelie...
You might get run over.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, if you're the guy on Peoria today, don't do the biker wave. Might get chased down by a biker gang. So
fair enough.
That's it. I mean, there's not. It's just kind of a thing.
It's not like a Mason's secret handshake.
No, it's not. We're not a secret order. We might take over the world here pretty soon. But I mean,
I was going to do one of my open letters.
Oh, yeah. I definitely want to do the, see, now I'm confused because I thought the things that made you lose faith in humanity was. So you've got gun people. Those are people who own guns, don't like guns.
Don't like guns.
Okay, don't like guns.
I've got midget about this guy I work with.
Midget, yeah, that's definitely one.
Okay, dudes that cock block.
That's a pretty good one.
And just dumbasses.
Let's do the cock block.
Want me to start off with that?
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
All right. Dudes at cock block. I'd like to start this out with a fuck you. If you had any game, you wouldn't need to do that shit. It's not my fault you got put in the friend zone. Quit being a bitch. Go home and masturbate to that chick you can't get while I'm fucking her brains out, making her scream my name and call me Daddy Long Dong.
Yeah.
Then when I bust a nut, I'm going to slap her in the face and leave. She'll cry to you about it, but then want me back the next day. And anytime I want. I'll make her give me head right in front of you while your mom tickles my balls. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. Nobody else is, and the girl you talk to about it will put you in the friend zone.
Yes.
This is Jeff signing off with, you're going to have to go fuck yourself.
Which, that's all right. I think I might do that. I might do that before I leave, actually, if you don't mind. So
do it right now.
Yeah, well, who says I'm not? It's so small, you can't tell.
It's amazing.
No, it's true. It's like, what's the point? What's the point of it?
Like, why are you getting mad?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. Speaking of the friend zone and this and that, I mean, there's this whole... All these social movement issues, you know, one of them being this unrealistic standards for being beautiful and this and that. And, you know, it's all these celebrities and models that come out and do it. You know, they're just like, yeah, you don't have to put a pound of makeup on or be whatever size, blah, blah, blah.
Which is easy for them to say.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you know, if so-and-so celebrity is saying that, who, you know, and she's a 9 or whatever, okay? I think the best, let's say, for instance, if, like, Katy Perry comes out and she does this whole speech of normal's beautiful, this, you know, you don't have to be whoever. I think that the best way to promote this is if she came and dated me, you know, just average Joe over here. But, like, are they going to do that?
Hell no.
No.
Stuck up, bitch.
It's true. It's all about the money. You don't have to be beautiful. You just have to be rich, right?
Yep.
I saw that thing. I saw that. It was like a picture of Rihanna when she wasn't famous and then when she was. And it's like, it's not that you were ugly before, it's you were poor before or something like that. It's true. It's true. Money buys happiness and beauty, apparently.
Well, I mean, seriously, I pretty much have nothing else except that open letter.
So was the things that give you no faith in humanity, was that an open letter or was that just something else?
No, it's something else. It's okay. Just, I just name things or people.
Okay, yeah. I kind of want to do those. I want to hear some of those.
Do that real quick. The Kardashians.
It's true, yeah.
Liberal media. Mm. Hillary Clinton. That dude is so weird. People that bring babies to movies. People that bring more than 10 items to the express lane.
Absolutely.
Or pay with a fucking check.
Yep.
The race card.
Yep.
Politically correctness.
Mm-hmm.
American Dad. I hate that cartoon.
Yeah.
Tuna fish. It smells funny.
I don't like tuna salad, but like I'll do just tuna on sushi.
Peacock.
Yeah. The real ones and metaphors, yeah.
Justin Bieber.
Mm.
Generic Q-tips.
Yeah.
The whip and the nay-nay.
Yeah.
Cream of corn soup.
It's weird.
It's weird that I think that or...
Both. Cream of corn soup is weird, and also that it makes you lose faith in humanity is weird.
Well, that someone even came up with that idea.
Gotcha. You can say that about milk, too, but I mean, I love milk.
Baby Gap.
Okay, yeah.
Fish sticks.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Road work.
Mm-hmm.
Mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
Black licorice.
Mm-hmm.
Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Not pussy, but pussies.
Okay, yeah.
Hippies.
Mm.
Shit called music today. Anal fucking.
Giving or receiving?
Either one.
Okay, yeah. That was a safe answer.
And Capri Sun straws.
Hmm.
I can't get those bitches in there.
Just going through the bottom. That's what all the cool people do.
Guess I'm not cool.
Yeah, I remember in elementary school, also last week, when I was like, yeah, you're cool if you stick it in the bottom. Like a rebel. This is not a euphemism. I'm not alluding to something else.
But it's funny because that's totally anal sex.
Yeah, exactly. Just the tip. There was one other thing I was going to mention. Well, a couple other things, actually. I am officially certified to do CPR and...
Only hot chicks.
Yeah. Yeah, I was hoping that, my class would be full of lifeguards in training. Was not the case. There was one weird lady. She was probably in her, I don't know, 50s, late 50s. And she was there with her, I'm guessing, her husband and son, you know, who was probably in his 20s. The son was in his 20s. You know, and they all, you could tell they were kind of like pretentious type people, the way they dressed, and the fact that she would just, every so often, just stand up and she would stretch, and then she would kind of, you know, do this, like just in the middle of the thing while she was talking a couple times. Like she was asking questions. She asked a lot of dumb questions. She would just get up and be stretching. Like you can't sit here for 45 minutes without getting up and stretching. Or, you know, so you might not need to be doing the CPR. Someone might need to be doing it to you. So they were weird people.
What's the other thing?
Oh, the other thing. The damn Daniel thing. Have you heard about that?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he went on Ellen and they like gave him a lifetime supply of Vans.
Did they?
Which really makes me mad because it's like he didn't do anything. He hasn't done anything. Someone else videoed him and it's like, and that's it. And so you get to go on live TV and get a lifetime supply of Vans. See, that makes me lose faith in humanity. You don't have to do anything nowadays. But the rest of us who are actually busy doing stuff,
we don't get a lifetime supply
of Vans. I would love a lifetime supply of Vans. Or just about anything. Guess I'm too busy actually doing things.
Damn, Brandon.
Then got some Vans on. Then, you know, making stupid vines or whatever. So
you want me to go ahead and...
To the midget. Actually do the midget. I want to see you actually do the midget. Yeah. I want you to have sex with the midget. In other words, I don't know if I was clear on that.
It's a dude, so I'm not into that.
Actual intercourse.
Okay, you ready?
I'm not ready, but...
He is.
Hopefully he is.
All right. Midget, you are fucking disgusting. I'm not even going to go into it. I heard you calling me one day and couldn't see you because your short ass was behind a counter. You walk in like you just got out of bed. Your bedhead is legit. You want a hot pocket. Your favorite show is Little People. You look up to me. You do because you're a fucking midget. You can suck a dick standing up.
Mm.
Your biggest achievement is being able to get up on the countertop. You're homies with Mini-Me. You were abducted by aliens and asked to be anal probed. You got the short end of the stick.
Aww.
Your dick looks like a beanie weenie.
You've seen it?
Yeah, twice.
Awesome.
You dressed up like Frodo for Halloween. Shaq stepped on you because he didn't see you. You can't ride a miniature pony. You have a car seat. You wear Ken's clothes and Barbie isn't happy about it. You don't have to open the bathroom stall. You just walk under it. You're the 10-time defending champion of Limbo. You shop at Baby Gap. When you get mad, you run around going, "Ee! Ee!" It reminds me of that's what Mini-Me does.
Bern Troyer.
You said you're not a door for midget, that you didn't have a chance because both your parents are 5'2". How come you ended up being 4'5"? You really need to grow up.
Haha. Uh-huh.
You have a short temper. Dogs pee on you because they think you're a fire hydrant. This is Jeff signing off with a "You have small testicles."
Mm, you're really going to like having sex with him, I can tell.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to him good.
All right, that's it. I'm going to go eat dinner and probably pop a bottle of wine open and do motorcycle stuff.
Probably going to tickle my taint, go to bed.
Well, I'm not going to tickle your taint. I got to have my Harley running by next weekend because I have class next weekend, so it'll be fun. Yeah. Take it easy. If it's easy, take it twice. What else needs to be said?
Yeah, fucking out of here.
Drink your V8.
Penis.